Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we have Amanda Marino. She's Miss International 2016. And we take some questions from the chat room. That's tonight on the Pageant Cast, Amanda Marino, Miss International 2016. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Emily Sauer, your 2014 Pure American National Queen in the Ms. Division, and you're watching the Pageant Cast with your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, and we're with Amanda Marino. She's Miss International 2016. Welcome back, Amanda.
Thank you.
Well, we're about to do a very fun segment. It's just like you're going back to school because it's time for show and tell. So I got the little chalkboard there. We are ready. Amanda, what did you bring for your show and tell? We already saw the crown. We saw the beautiful robe. We know you're into candles. So what else could you possibly have in that studio?
Yes, so there's a little bit of a backstory. Growing up, my dad was like my best friend, and my mom too. They're amazing. Every morning, Dad and I had coffee together. And so I really came to love coffee. I drink it black. But I more so really love coffee mugs. So I have a collection of like literally every mug in the entire world. And I like customized mugs. So here's one with my Miss International title on it. This one says Future Mrs. Young. I also have one that says created, called, and crowned from one of my favorite Bible verses. And then this one is very special. This was actually my late grandmother's coffee mug. And when she went to be with Jesus, my one request was that I had her coffee mug. So I have this, and it's literally one of my most treasured possessions.
That is absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Now, how many do you think you have total?
Like, well over 50.
Wow. Wow, that becomes a storage problem. How do you display these?
I know. Well, and the problem is I am getting married later this year, and the poor sweet man that I'm marrying because my
the problem, hold on, let's roll back. The problem is I'm getting married later this year.
But I have all these mugs, and you know, there's lots of stuff to move into a new house. So yay.
Here's what you need to do. You have to find very strong Christmas tree. Okay, a very strong Christmas tree. You can use them for ornaments. There you go. There is your solution. Well, you put pillows and stuff underneath you. What do you do? Are you crazy? Do you have jagged rocks underneath your Christmas tree?
But I do have a really cute dog that likes to jump on things.
Oh, that's a problem. That's a problem. Okay, you ruined the idea. Way to go. You broke Christmas.
I'm basically the Grinch.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, that's how I collect keychains, and I figured out that I can just hang those on the Christmas tree. So every year I get to enjoy my collection. I've collected other things, and I never get to enjoy them because I don't interact with them and go, oh, I remember buying this. I remember getting this. It's lame. But you got to find a way to move them around on a regular basis so you get to enjoy your collection. That's my advice.
Exactly. And see, I don't have to do dishes as much. I travel all the time as Miss International. So, like, right. I have these beautiful mugs, and I don't always have to do dishes, which is, I'm not going to lie, one of my least favorite chores.
My least favorite are all outside. Okay, it is time for us to go to the questions in the chat room. So let's go out to magical chat room world. And whoa, the chat room is getting bitty over there. Let's see. Okay, we are ready for our first question. So let's get you over there. Jen Marie asks, what has been your favorite thing that you have done with your title so far? That's an excellent question. And one I was going to ask, and I saw this come across, and I'm like, oh, good. So tell us, what has been your favorite thing that you've done with your title?
The opportunity I have to serve and to lean into different organizations and share my message of true beauty is a true privilege. And I think nothing radiates that privilege more and the humbling experience than being able to serve in Africa and taking my workshops into orphanages and homes for abused children and sharing that there, because you're beautiful, you have value, you have worth, that's not negotiable, aren't necessarily messages that they've had before.
Okay. Why don't you tell us about, while we're on this subject, why don't you tell us about some of your favorite appearances of the year?
Okay, so there was one specifically, of course, in Africa. That entire experience just blew my heart up, and I had so much support going out there. But there was one, I was in a home where all the girls there were there because they had a child, but the child was because of abuse. So they're in very dark circumstances, and the light that this crown brought to their face the second they put it on, I mean, that's what this is about. It's really not about how cool and how fabulous I am, because everyone will tell you I'm kind of dorky. It's more so about what the crown can do to empower others. And being at that home will forever hold a place in my heart.
That's fantastic. Now, where in Africa was that?
Yeah, so that was in Soweto, which is in South Africa.
Okay.
And some people know that's kind of like the worst of the worst of South Africa.
Okay. Next question we have is from Spring R. Gray. What was the most memorable part, besides winning, at Miss International?
So, I hope she's watching. I made lots and lots of friends. Spring is actually one of them. But I also met a young lady who will be in my wedding later this year. And she is the definition of true friendship. And I walked away at the end of the week saying, you know, if I don't win this crown tonight, I want it to be Taylor. She was Miss North Dakota. She's like the most beautiful person in the entire world. And to know that you can make genuine friendships and that those feelings, those, you know, relatability moments, those moments when you just need a break and you have someone that is a safe zone for that, and a true friend for that, that is one of the most incredible things about pageants, is that these women really are empowering one another and celebrating each other.
Okay. I'm going to ask you about the winning. What was that like? That moment where you're standing there, 1 second you're unsure, the next second you hear your voice or you hear your name. What is that like? Tell us how that felt. I mean, did time stand still? Did the colors disappear from the room? Did it become muffled? What was it like?
Unreal. Humbling. And I remember right before they called my name as the winner, I saw all the young women who were up there with me, and everyone was so qualified and cared about this job so much. And I'm not gonna lie, they looked a little bit different than I was. They had completely stoned gowns. They were all beautiful blondes, and there I am in a velvet dress with not a single stone on. So before they called my name, I was thinking to myself, okay, well, this didn't work, obviously. And there's a greater purpose than, you know, just the crown for me. And so when my name was called, it was a moment of what a cool responsibility, and 16 years of hard work had finally come to fruition. And it was just such an amazing opportunity to look out into the audience and see my future brother-in-law, my fiance, not at the time, he was my boyfriend at the time, but then my mom and my dad and my grandmother, who almost had a heart attack. That is the coolest thing, to share that moment. And in some of the videos, you see that I have like a thumbs up, because that's always been my sign to my parents that, you know, we did it. We reached this dream together.
Fantastic. What a great story. Now, Sarah Beckman is weighing in, and she's a pageant coach too, so she isn't going to throw you a softball here, so get ready. You ready?
Yeah,
how do you feel? Now, remember, this is an ex-Miss International of 20, and I'm not allowed to say it anymore. How do you feel the role of Miss International is evolving, and what qualifications do you see as key for Miss International 2017. Obviously, this past week was Miss USA. A lot of people talking about what's a perceived change in what they're looking for. Do you feel there's something going on at the Miss International pageant where things are evolving and changing? And what is the key to becoming the next Miss International?
I think the job of Miss International is constantly changing. And one of the number one key traits that you have is flexibility. Because at one moment, you might be doing a photo shoot for with Clay Span at the Competitive Image. And in the next moment, you might be at a homeless shelter or serving children. And at the next moment, you might be on the red carpet at New York Fashion Week. And all of those are the reality for the next Miss International. And you have to be comfortable in each one of those circumstances and realize what a privilege it is to lean into those opportunities. So when you can adapt to those different things, you're ready for the job. And when you can come at it with the servant's heart, you're even more ready for the job.
That's fantastic. Now, is flexibility something that you can learn? Or how do you come upon flexibility?
You know what? You'd be thrown into situations where you have to be flexible.
Does that mean you're double jointed or something?
I wish. No, you know, as Miss International and as any title holder, you're going to face certain circumstances or situations that maybe you didn't expect. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you are Miss International and you are wearing that crown and representing an impeccable group of young women. And so you have to be comfortable and you have to make others comfortable. And you can't, there's no room for a diva. That doesn't work. It's a year of service. It's not right. A year of self-glorification.
It certainly is. Now, we did get some comments about Walt Disney in here. And Jim Marie says, Amanda is one of my best friends in pageants. And then we have our next question, Spring R. Gray coming back. That's what we like to see. Multiple questions. Let's go. Spring, this is a good question, too. Will you continue to do pageants after you are married? Everybody wants to know. Good question. Let's go. Let's hear this.
God always has better plans than Amanda has. So at this time, in the foreseeable future, I would rather invest in contestants and invest in the young women competing for Miss Preteen International, Miss International, Miss Teen International, and those titles than me competing. Because I love this organization so much that I want to help it continue to get better and never have that be in jeopardy. And I always tell people that if I did my job as Miss International, I shouldn't have anything left to give as a title holder because I should have done it right the first time.
Well, that's a great answer. My goodness. But remember, this is on YouTube. So when she does compete again as a Mrs., I want everybody to grab this and put it on her Facebook. you know, get the timestamp and everything and put it right there. And I was wrong earlier. Jim Marie, I thought she was talking about Walt Disney, and she's talking about your dog, Walt. So you named your dog after Walt Disney, am I right?
I don't like the judgment I'm feeling here. And yes.
Oh, it's coming.
So Walt is my dog. I feel like he's more famous than I am. His full name is Walter Ray Marino. So Walter came from Walt Disney. Ray came from one of my favorite cast members and coworkers when I worked at Disney. His name was Ray. We always watched Wheel of Fortune together. And then Marino, because that's my last name.
Well,
so,
right.
Kind of the best.
Right. Fantastic. Well, I just finished watching, actually, this week. I just watched Walt Before Mickey, which was like the story of the early years of Walt Disney. It was very interesting. With the guy that, what's his name? Hader. He played, I'm going blank. But It is on Netflix. It's out on, I think, Amazon Prime, I think is the way I saw that one.
Okay.
I can't recall where I saw it exactly. But the guy from Angels in the Outfield, I can't believe I'm blanking on the name right now. I keep saying Ralph Macchio. It's not Ralph Macchio. He plays Walt Disney, and Napoleon Dynamite, John Hader, plays Roy Disney. And so I finally got that. So it's actually, and there's a lot of hidden Mickeys in the movie, which, really? Which is always great. Yeah. There are a number of them, and if you don't see them, open up IMDb later, and they'll tell you where a few of them are. So, but it's pretty cool. Spring R. Gray really liked your answer, by the way. So congratulations on that, because I get a feeling Spring's bringing it, that she knows what she's doing here. Fantastic. What do you want viewers to know about your year of service, Amanda?
I want people to look back on this year and not comment on a gown I wore, not comment on how great I looked or, you know, something that I did. Ultimately, this year of service is for God's glory. And if I've radiated him, then I've done my job. And what I want people to see is that it's because of what Jesus did for me on the cross that I'm even sitting here today. And the work that he did in my heart and bringing me from death to life and really creating the story of True Beauty Movement, because he was the one writing my story even before I knew about having a relationship with him. So ultimately, I want him to get the glory. It's not really about Amanda.
Fantastic. Now, we're bringing up the website once again. Want to remind people, if they're interested in Miss International, it's at miss-international.us. And you'll know you're at the right website because there's the really hot picture of Amanda there. And she's looking spectacular and not very tomboyish. I'm just putting that out there so that people understand. Yeah, that's Amanda, and she looks spectacular. So when we talk websites, are there any websites that you follow to learn more about pageants?
I can't say that I'm dedicated to any one specific website. Mm-hmm. But, and here's a tip too. If you're trying to get ready for a pageant, don't just study pageants. Study the real world. Study business. Because ultimately, that's what pageants are. And it's about marketing and your communication skills. And those are skills and different assets that you can pick up from watching Fox or CNN or MSNBC or my favorite, Shark Tank. They're all different skills. Hey, that's a great show.
Hey, elevator speeches made easy on that. Well, made difficult, actually. But you see great elevator speeches and you see horrible elevator speeches. And what's the difference between that and platform is subject matter, and that's about it.
Exactly. You have a certain amount of time to convey your message before a listener is going to tune out. So hopefully everyone at home is still listening, and I haven't been tuned out yet.
Well, I always send people over to checking out Toastmasters, because yes. Toastmasters is a great resource, usually inexpensive to free in the area, and you get an opportunity to talk to small groups and sometimes larger groups, depending on the group you're working with, and you can learn a lot about speaking in public, which is a skill that you can use no matter where you go or what you do in the future.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, when contestants or my clients get too focused on the crown, I have a real reality check moment with them. And my clients who are watching will know this. I sometimes say, honestly, I don't care if you win the crown. I care if you have the job that you want in 10 years. Because the crowns, the pageants, that's all just a catalyst to get you to the job that you want and to get you to the career that's going to allow you to make the most impact. And if your ultimate goal in life is to just win a crown, you're missing the whole point of pageants.
Well, and I often point out, and it's very evident when you go into Mrs. Pageants.
Not yet.
It's happening. Anyway, but it pageants can be a powerful self-help type of catalyst, because I ask a lot of times, how do you get involved in pageants? And when it's Mrs. Contestants, very often I'm told, I just had my first child and I needed a reason to get myself back in shape. I needed a deadline to get myself back in shape. Or they're saying, I was applying, and this is true. This has happened on at least three times, maybe four times, where I've asked this question, and they said, I was going to be competing for a pharmaceutical sales job and needed to have the best interview possible. Because if you know anything about pharmaceutical sales, it's tough to get those jobs. They're paid very well, and you have to be on point in every possible way. So I see them as a catalyst for self-improvement. Is that basically how it can be utilized by contestants?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, the mission can be twofold. One area can be that you're trying to improve yourself. You're trying to become the best version of yourself that you have to offer. And the other side is that you have this really phenomenal opportunity to change the world, as cheesy as it sounds, through your experiences and through the opportunities and stories that you've been given. So I think that they can be a symbiotic relationship and both work together to really make the pageant experience everything it can be.
Fantastic. Well, we have got to the end of the interview, and I haven't said something completely idiotic, so we do need to cut it before that happens. But I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. People, make sure to check out her 158 different websites that she's involved with. But most importantly, go to AmandaMarino.com and Miss-International.us to learn more about the pageant itself. Amanda, thanks so much for coming on the show. Now, I do want to see your best pageant wave at the end of the program while we say to you our dream. So let's see that wave. And we still have Sarah, I think, in the chat. I want some interaction from her as to how this is. So we got to give her about 30 seconds because there's a 30-second lag. But I want to see this best pageant wave, and I want some comments in that chat room as to what they're thinking. So let's see your best pageant wave. No pressure. This only goes on the internet for the rest of eternity.
No worries, right?
Right.
Okay. All right.
I like that she stretches before the wave. Always stretch before strenuous activities so you don't get the carpal tunnel. And I love the smile that goes along with, ooh, that's a double hander. That's a double hander, everybody. Oh, now I'm becoming excited, and we have to end it there. fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Amanda. I'm still waiting for these reactions. That's the problem with the 30-second delay. But you are just gorgeous. Oh, I'm getting the first amazing just came across the chat room. So they're starting to come in now, and you are simply amazing. And folks should make sure they're following you on all their social media, and that we hope that we hear many more things from you in the future. And I want to be one of the people that says congratulations on your upcoming nuptials, and we wish you the best of luck and success in your married life.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very excited. He's the best man ever.
Well, fantastic. He's a lucky man to get you, Amanda. So thank you all, and we'll both say together now, Tierra Dreams. Tierra Dreams, everybody.
Thanks for joining the most beautiful audience on the internet, the Pageant Cast audience. This is Stacey Bruss, Mrs. Captivating 2017, wishing you Tierra Dreams.
Join the Facebook group that's taking Facebook by storm, the Great Lakes Pageant Scene. It's a forum for pageants held in states bordering the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and even into the province of Ontario. This is no void forum. We don't allow bashing, but we do allow great pageant results, pageant contestant and title holder appearance announcements, photos, videos, podcasts, and articles. That's the Great Lakes Pageant Scene on Facebook.